You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up in a mainly white and Anglo neighbourhood, Francesca Hung says she never felt she truly belonged. Born to a Chinese father and a mother of Irish descent, her peers often refer to her as the token Asian.
I was everyone's token Asian friend, and it's that constant, you know, oh, you're my Asian friend, that sort of thing. Like, oh, you must eat Chinese food all the time, or kind of jokes about your eyes, or, you know, your dad must be a nerd.
Sensing some resistance in her children, Kerry Hegarty says she encouraged them to embrace their Chinese heritage.
Initially, I did sense with the children that they were a little bit hesitant about their own Chinese heritage. The schools that they went to, there were very few Chinese. And so we're just a little bit shy about it. And I wanted them to feel proud about it.
Ms. Hung is thankful she did.
That's a really good way for me being able to, you know, feel closer with my grandparents, my Gungung and Pawpaw, and gave me a way to understand where they had come from and, you know, how they assimilated to Australia.
The 24-year-old was crowned the winner of Miss Universe Australia in June last year. Kerry Hegarty says it's a path she never predicted her daughter would take.
She was so shy. I couldn't have imagined. She's never been in a pageant ever before. This was the very first time. And when she first said that she was going to enter it, nobody was more surprised than I.
Francesca Hung says representing her country in the international pageant in Thailand in December was one of the proudest moments of her life so far.
When you get up on stage and you are able to scream out your country's name, there's such an overwhelming sense of pride, kind of sweeps through you, and I was like, it was just a euphoric moment for me.
But the experience was soured when a video filmed backstage at the pageant went viral. In the video, Francesca Hung was with Miss USA Sarah Summers and Miss Colombia Valeria Morales. They're seen discussing the language barrier some contestants face at international meets. Miss USA led the conversation, talking about how Miss Vietnam pretends to know so much English and suggested things must be confusing for Miss Cambodia because she also doesn't speak English. In the video, Miss Hung agrees, saying it would be really hard. All three women faced fierce criticism online. They were accused of being racist and bigoted and were compared to characters in the movie Mean Girls, after some interpreted their conversation as being condescending. Ms. Hung has apologised for her role in the video, but insists her comment came from a place of empathy.
Sometimes I've said that they might have feel isolated is because I myself have felt that way. So I was empathising with them. You know, as a Chinese Australian, not being able to speak Chinese makes me incredibly isolated. When I'm around, you know, Chinese family and friends and I can't speak with them, I feel completely like I'm removed from a part of myself. So I know how isolating that can be.
Learning from her own experience, Ms. Hung says she has vowed to help future Miss Universe hopefuls become more aware of the challenges involved in navigating social media.
What I'll be saying to them is be careful at what you put on social media. You might have all the right intent, but sometimes things can be taken out of context and misconstrued, and it can come off in not such a great light.
Francesca Hung placed in the top 20 in the international competition and hopes life beyond Miss Universe will involve opportunities to continue working in the Australian media. She says Australia's diversity and willingness to provide opportunities to people of all cultures is what makes it such a special place to live.
We are such a melting pot of cultures. Me representing Australia is an example of that. You know, when I think about my grandparents coming to Australia from both sides, I think they came to this country, it was like a land of promise, and they were so well received. And, you know, I think that they would be so proud looking down my Gungung Pawpaw now, thinking, I'm so glad that we came to Australia because our children have flourished and made such incredible lives here, and that's what Australia can do for people.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.